Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman has not perished on the planet Apollo, his very existence hangs in the balance, subject to the will of their leader, Roz, so-called ruler of the universe.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, here's something that you'll be glad to hear. Kellogg's Pep has fixed it so that you can still get a Superman Crusader ring of your own. This offer has been extended for just a few days to give you a chance to send for your Superman Crusader ring so that you can be right in with the crowd. And boy, will you feel like strutting around when you wear it. You see, this Superman Crusader ring identifies you as a Superman Crusader, too. Sure, makes you a part of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. And for looks, well, boy, this ring is really terrific. Made of sturdy silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that keeps right on looking slick and shiny. It'll wear and wear. Superman's picture stands right out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain right on the side. And the ring's adjustable, so it's easy to fit right on your finger yourself. Now, how do you get your Superman Crusader ring? Why, it's easy. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. When Superman learned that a newly discovered planet called Apollo was believed to be inhabited and that it was doomed to fly out of its orbit, he undertook a hazardous flight of mercy. Arriving on Apollo, he encountered a party of hairy giants, 9 feet tall and possessed of amazing strength, but who lacked the power of speech. They offered him water, and after drinking it, Superman fell into a deep sleep which lasted for many days. And when he awoke, all his great strength had departed. 2 men of normal size, wearing tunics of silvery metal and strange helmets, then appeared and placed a similar helmet on Superman's head. To his astonishment, he was then able to converse with them. The men said they would take him to their ruler, known as the Roz. But as Superman started off with them, he collapsed. Just before he lost consciousness, he heard one of the men say,
"You have drunk of the liquid which turns men to stone. You will remain here forever as a creature of stone."
As we continue now, Superman has been carried to a long one-room hut made of smooth clay and placed on a bed of boughs. Above him, a silver pike stuck in the wall supports an open lantern carved in the form of a crescent moon. A bright orange flame burns in the lantern, and by its light, the elderly white-bearded man called Thane watches Superman's face anxiously. Now, as Superman's eyes flutter open, Thane breathes a sigh of delighted relief.
Stranger regained consciousness.
Where am I?
You are in my house, stranger. Thank the stars you are still alive.
Your house. Oh, yes, I remember. Your name is...
Thane.
Yes, Thane. There was another man with you who...
His name is Kor.
Yes, he said the liquid the giants gave me to drink was turning me to stone.
Aye, that is so.
But that can't happen to me. I'm Superman. Nothing can happen to me.
Perhaps that is so.
Well, then... why can't I move?
I know not, stranger. However, I do not believe you are turned to stone. I have felt your hands and feet. They are yet flexible.
Why can't I move them? Why do I find it hard to breathe? What's wrong with me?
I know not. But perhaps there is some difference in our atmosphere which robs you of your strength.
Maybe that's it. Wait, I think I'm starting to feel a little stronger. Yes, it isn't quite so hard to breathe now.
Good. Perhaps you become now acclimated to our atmosphere.
Look, move my fingers a little.
Good, good. Tell me, stranger, is it true what you said before of this planet being in danger?
Of course it's true. That's why I came here, to warn you and try to save you. Your planet is moving out of its orbit. At any time, in any hour, it may plunge out of its orbit and be drawn closer and closer to the sun. until it and everyone on it will be burned to a cinder.
Aye, it is as I have long believed, and as I tried to tell the Roz. But he and his master astrologers laughed at me.
I'll make them see the truth.
Oh, if you only can.
I must, and quickly, before it's too late. Please help me to my feet, Thane. Got to go to your Roz and his astrologers.
Oh, if only they will not laugh at you,
they
too.
They won't. Don't worry about that. There I can stand.
Your strength has returned?
Yes, a little. At least enough so I can walk. Take me to your ruler, Thane. Hurry.
Aye. It is but a short walk down the hill to the temple. Come. Yonder in the valley below us is the temple of the Roz.
I see.
Can you walk that far, stranger?
I don't know, Thane. Since we left your house, I've been getting weaker again.
But I thought your strength...
I know, but I'm weak again. But I've got to tell your ruler of the planet's danger and save the people here, but...
Courage, stranger. You must not die.
No, listen. I've felt better in your house. Get me back there. Hurry.
My daughter comes from the temple. She will help me. Lalo, come quickly.
Stranger dead, Father?
Nay, his heart beats yet, but faintly.
Oh, good.
See, the color comes back to his face. Hold the light closer, Lalo.
Aye, Father. Know you, they say in the temple of the Roz that this stranger is a spy from one of the slave tribes.
A spy?
Aye, so they say. And some hold he's one of our own people who lived and died here long ago and has now returned from the store of the dead for some evil purpose.
Oh, they are mad. This stranger comes here from another planet. Earth, he calls it, to warn us of a terrible danger. See, Lalo. He opens his eyes.
It is true. Look, he's awake again.
Where? Oh, Thane.
Tis I, Thane.
Who is this with you?
This is my daughter, Lalo. Quickly, Lalo, remove the lantern. The light may hurt his eyes.
I thought.
No. Bring the lantern back.
The lantern?
Yes, bring it closer to me, please. Hurry.
Bring the lantern to him, Lalo.
I thought.
Oh, that's better.
What is?
I don't know. I feel better when the lantern's near me. It seems to give me strength. Look, Thane, you said something before that perhaps the atmosphere on this planet was different from Earth, and that's why I lost my strength.
I said it might be so.
Well, maybe that's the answer. And this lantern, the fire burning in it, must make some change in the atmosphere, makes it more like Earth.
Earth? I do not understand.
Oh, Lalo, continue, stranger.
Well, look, I can sit up now. When the lantern is close to my face, I feel much stronger. Tell me, Thane, what oil do you burn in this lantern?
It is the sacred oil of the temple.
Sacred oil?
Aye. There is a spring of it deep in the earth below the temple. Only the Roz and his astrologers, the physicians, and the families of the royal line are granted a small supply of the sacred oil to burn in our lamp.
I see. But look, can you get more of it? Enough to fill a few lanterns like this.
Oh, no. 100 of our strongest giant soldiers guard the sacred spring day and night.
That is true, stranger. It's impossible to go near it.
What? If you tell the Roz I need it, but it'll restore my strength so I can save him and his people.
Oh, we could not do that, stranger.
Why?
For they say at the temple that you're here for evil purposes.
Oh, of all the nonsense,
Even now they wait to hear you speak in the temple and to pass judgment upon you. Well, never would they grant you the sacred oil.
I see. Well, then, there's only one thing to do. Thane, Lalo, please help me to my feet.
What do you propose to do, stranger?
Thank you. I must do everything I can to save the people on this doomed planet and myself, too. I've got a plan, but I've got to act quickly. Come, I'll carry the lantern. You two help me walk.
Supported by Thane and his daughter, Superman rises from the bed of boughs and starts from Thane's hut. What is his plan? We'll return in a moment to find out, so stand by.
You know, gang, you won't have to pamper your Superman Crusader ring when you wear it. No, sir, it's a sturdy thing. Keeps right on looking shiny and slick no matter what kind of weather you wear it in, even on the football field. You see, it's made of durable metal with a special silver-like finish that's shiny and bright as anything. It'll wear and wear. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep has a ring for you that you'll be proud to own. And you'll be proud, too, to be identified as a Superman Crusader yourself and to wear this symbol of his fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship.
Fact is, the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain right on the side of the ring, and Superman's picture stands out big and powerful on the front. This Superman Crusader ring is adjustable, too. Easy to fit right on your finger yourself. So get busy and send in for yours right away. First, ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me give you that again now. Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring, gang, from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Aided by Thane and his young daughter, Lalo, Superman has left Thane's hut once more and, holding the strange crescent-shaped lantern before his face, starts down the long hill to where the roofed amphitheater of the Roz, banked by terrace after terrace of brilliantly colored, oddly shaped flowers, stands in the fertile valley.
Are you not going to tell us your plan, stranger?
Yes, Thane. I'm going to talk to this ruler of yours, the one you call the Roz, and his astrologers. I'm going to make them understand their danger on this doomed planet. Then I'll ask for enough of their sacred oil to burn and restore my strength.
Oh, but that is hopeless, for they will never give it to you.
I am fearful that Lalo is right, stranger.
Well, I...
The Roz and his astrologers are cruel men and ignorant. They laugh at my science. If my daughter was not held in such esteem by the Roz's own daughter, the princess, I would long ago have been turned to stone.
Oh, speak not so, Father.
Well, maybe I can... Maybe I can make the Roz and his astrologers change their minds. Maybe I...
Hark!
What's that?
The temple bells. It means they have seen us approach. See, the giant soldiers come to take us to the Roz.
Oh, Father, I'm afraid for the stranger.
Don't be afraid, Lalo. I won't fail. I can't fail.
A few minutes later, surrounded by dozens of the powerful hairy giants, Superman, Thane, and Lalo are led into the Temple of the Roz, where the weakened Man of Steel must plead not only for the lives of all on this strange planet, but for his own life as well. What will happen as Superman, deprived of his great powers, faces the ignorant and superstitious rulers of another world? Tomorrow's episode is tense and exciting, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, when you shiver out of bed on a frosty morning, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Why, just the name makes you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. You bet, gang, this is Crumbles weather. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.